From the Betsy M. Ross SportsLink Studios on the campus of Ball State University, this is Inside the Church. Fall is officially here, and we are back with the latest inside Ball State sports with Inside the Chirp. I'm Xander Woods. Allie Becky from basketball and Sajan Smith from tennis join us in the studio soon, but first, here are the headlines.
We're less than 3 weeks away from the start of the basketball opener, which means our SportsLink team is busy getting ready for the start of the season. This week, we host men's basketball in our studios for a creative shoot. You'll see the results at the home opener November 8th. Volleyball is looking to regain some momentum in the MAC this week at Ohio Friday and Kent State Saturday. The Cardinals are 10-8 overall and 3-4 in the MAC. Have you seen the new follow doc on Ball State Golf? Episode 1 of Iron Sharpens Iron is out now, following the men's and women's golf teams all season. It's the first time SportsLink has followed two teams for an entire year. You can watch Iron Sharpens Iron on all SportsLink social accounts and ballstatesports.com.
Welcome back to Inside the Chirp. I'm here with a very special guest and all MAC women's basketball first team member and an 1,000-point score for the Ball State Cardinals. One of the best players in the MAC, and not even just the MAC, in the country. Allie Becky, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Doing good. So obviously you don't know this, but this has actually been one of the interviews that I've been really looking forward to. You know, being a freshman last year and, you know, covering some women's basketball, I'm always hearing your name, like, Allie Beck. Oh, I'm like, man, she, you know, she's cold, man. She can hoop. So, yeah, nah, for sure. This has definitely been one of the interviews I've been looking forward to. So I appreciate you for the time.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. So just to kind of get things started, you're heading into your senior year and coming from a very successful team from last year and going into your senior year, what does this ride really look like for you going into your fourth year at Ball State?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. I just feel like it's my last one, like you said, and trying to give it my all with everything. And I feel like my senior year of high school, I was going through the same thing, but I was able to have more years after this, fortunate enough to be playing basketball in college. But it's kind of the same mindset, just kind of like it's my last ride with these girls, and just trying to give it my all.
And with so much success already, being someone who's reached the 1,000-point club, someone who's already made the All-MAC first team, I might add. So what is there more for you to accomplish individually, you think?
Yeah, I mean, the goal is to probably be MAC Player of the Year. That's a big goal of mine. Just trying to help out my teammates as well, just not only just scoring-wise, but giving them the ball, trying to do the dirty work, getting after loose balls, even like the ones that don't show up in the stats, just getting down, playing defense, and just doing the good things and the bad things for that come with basketball.
And so after graduation, obviously with this being your last year here at Ball State, Where does your future seem to take Allie Becky? Where does that look like in your eyes?
Yeah, I want to try to play overseas. I don't know exactly where yet, but whoever has the best offer for me and my family too. I've been talking to Brady and Audrey about it, and they have people that can help me set me up with agents and everything like that. So that's the goal, so I play overseas, but always have to have a second plan. So if not, I haven't figured it out yet, but when I do, I'll be prepared.
Okay, and overseas, is the WNBA something that you even thought of, or have you not really given that much thought?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's always the goal, especially right. When I was little, just trying to make it to WNBA. But I mean, I would be so thankful for a tryout, just to like go out and try out. But I think I know where I'm at, and I think overseas is probably the best bet for me.
Okay, yeah, no doubt. And with you and all your talents and skills, I'm sure you're really not going to have too much trouble finding an overseas team that wants you, or even a WNBA team. So I definitely believe in you, and I'm sure as heck hope that all Ball State Muncie community can rally behind you and support you as well.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much for this interview and your time.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
One of our favorite segments here at Inside the Chirp is Shot for Shot. We take a look at what you see on the live ESPN broadcast, and then we show you what our SportsLink digital cameras caught on the sidelines.
Out of place, Madison Buckley was able to get it to Carson Tyler, who had her pick of the litter. She could have set that anywhere, and there was a wide open hole. It looked like the interstate.
Here at SportsLink, we have over 30 stories in production this semester about our student athletes, including cross-country Sarah Mannensmith and her family passion to become a special ed teacher.
Eric is definitely like my biggest inspiration. He's gone through so much as like a child with all like his sicknesses and then his disability. He's the reason I'm at Ball State, and he's the reason why I'm here, why I'm running, why I'm studying special ed. Just everything, like he makes me whole.
Since our last show, we've had fall break and a lot of Cardinals in action. Here's our top five plays in Ball State sports.
Welcome back to Inside the Chirp, top five plays. Let's get started with number five. Cash Beller drains the putt. The Cardinals came in ninth out of the 16 teams at the Everett Buick GMC Classic. At number four, Miles Norwood lays out and breaks up the pass. Come back to this football game in a minute. At number three, Ayande Smith rises up and gets the kill. Cardinals unfortunately lose to Buffalo 3-1 in this matchup. Back over to football. Malcolm Gilley with the catch breaks the tackle and scampers all the way to the one. Cardinals would win this game 37-35 on the road. Your number one play comes to the pool. Grace Walker with her final score of 293.1.
Joining me in the studio, we have one of the country's best tennis players, ranked a top 100 senior in the country. Sajan Smith, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. I know school is kind of just picking up right now. So really, what have you been doing to kind of get in the swing of things?
Yeah, you know, last couple weeks, we've had two tournaments here at Ball State. And so got in, back into competitive play, other than just practice sets and stuff like that. So just getting back in the swing of things, trying to get off that rust, get back in the competitive play for this fall, and looking to take those matches into our spring official season.
I even saw this when, you know, doing some of my research, that in high school you were like part of the All-State team as well. Mm-hmm. And I think the last person to do it was, I believe, in 2017. So mm-hmm. You really seem to always have been a very good tennis player. So, and carrying that into college. So really, how have you seemed to manage expectations coming from high school into Ball State by consistently being one of the better tennis players in the country?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I had a great supporting cast. My dad's actually a coach. So he coached me when I was really young. And I mean, the expectations never was about being the very best for me. It was always about trying to get myself personally better, and not looking at other people's results or what they do. It's about myself and trying to just help my teammates now in college as much as I can. It's not as individualized as junior tennis is. But yeah, it's tough. I mean, coming into college, it's a different scenario for anybody, any sport. So trying to make sure your time management with class and those expectations, you just gotta push yourself through it and make sure you're just trying to get better each and every day.
And transitioning almost from the team aspect to more of an individual aspect, with you, even from your freshman year, you seem to be amongst the national ranks in performance. And so my question for you is, you know, kind of just hitting the ground running from your freshman year to all the way now up until your senior year, how have you really seem to find such consistency in your play?
You know, the biggest thing is going to practice every day and trying hard. Also, the coaching, unbelievable here at Ball State. We have one of the best coaches in the nation, and coaching staffs for that matter. So them pushing us each and every day and doing new drills and giving us the best opportunity to get better each and every day is huge for each of the guys on the team. So,
and, you know, we look forward to seeing you play. We know you're one of the better players in the country, and we know how exciting they can be to watch you. So thank you, Sajan, so much for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a great rest of your day, man.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I appreciate it. You too.
Soccer hits a pivotal stretch in conference play starting Friday at Miami. The Cardinals host Northern Illinois in a SportsLink ESPN Plus match and travel to Western Michigan next week. Field hockey travels to Charlotte this weekend to battle Queens before returning home Tuesday hosting UC Davis in another SportsLink ESPN match. And finally, after last week's win at Kent State, football travels to Nashville to meet college football's Team of the Year, Vanderbilt. The Doors are 4-2 overall and have back-to-back SEC wins over number one Alabama and Kentucky. You can hear the game on SL Digital starting at 7 p.m. Muncie time. Thanks to Ali Becky and Sajan Smith and to you for watching Inside the Chirp. From the Betsy M. Ross SportsLink Studios, I'm Xander Woods.